Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Channel Radio and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June the 20th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-presenter, Mr. Marvellous Martin White.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, listener.
Hello.
There is only one listener, hence listener.
I don't think she's joined us yet.
Denise?
Yeah, whoever the listener is, I don't think they're ready yet.
She's too busy getting rid of those white stains from her wood.
I beg your pardon.
I don't know what they are, but she's Denise is into wood restoring now. She's got this new wood restorer that she's using on her kitchen table. So,
oh, that wouldn't be Lynn Coatings by any chance.
I think it is.
They've tweeted me.
Have they?
Yeah.
They
Should we start with
what,
that
for
one?
A shout-out?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Lynn Coatings. They said, hi, Paul, please give Lynn Coatings a shout-out and look what it does with just the wipe. Oh. Just the wipe, eh? And they put a rather nice picture of a table being wiped.
That sounds like music to my ears. Normally, I've got the beeswax out, giving it a bit of hard graft, a good old rub.
We're going to ignore it.
He's silence.
I have to tell you, listener, if you've joined us now, that he's in one of those moods today. The sun has got his dander up. Yeah, his sap has risen. And he's been uncontrollable in a lot, hasn't he, folks?
Yeah,
the last half an hour in this studio, he's just been out of control.
Like a naughty schoolboy.
I haven't slept for days with this heat. That's what it is.
Oh, it is oppressive, isn't it?
Yeah,
I can't be managing it.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
It's like innuendo bingo is going to happen at some point.
Bingo. That sounds like fun. You'll have to teach me that. Mm. But it was you that was talking about Paul out and about cruising on his Harley Davidson earlier, wasn't it? So, yeah.
I wish. I haven't got a Harley at the moment, but I have thought long and hard about buying another bike.
Midlife crisis?
No, it'll be third.
It'll be my third,
yeah.
So what happened after the first one? What did you do when you were going through your first one? What did you go out and buy?
Aston Martin. Yeah.
Okay.
My second one was a Porsche.
Porsche.
And now the third one, I'm looking at a Street Bob.
A Street Bob, not a fat boy.
Maybe.
Because you've slimmed down a bit now, haven't you? So... maybe the fat boy wouldn't be quite so appropriate for you. I'm going to get a fat boy. I'm still a fat boy.
So. see, you knew what was coming there, didn't you? Yeah. Anyway, so I'm still thinking about it. I don't know. Yeah.
Guess who I bumped into at the weekend?
Go on.
I was just talking to Sue about how beautiful it was down on the coast this weekend. I bumped into the Knowlton boys.
Did you?
Yeah.
Have you seen what they've been doing to me recently?
They've been putting all sorts of funny graphics on.
Yeah, no, they resurrected that little video they made of me last year of Thug Life. They resurrected it again.
I've not seen that one.
Have you not seen it?
No, you'll have to send that out again on Twitter.
It was at Grow Kent, but not the Grow Kent that was last week. It was last year's Grow Kent. And I just made a comment about Dan to the audience with a bit of a fist bump.
Ah.
And they turned it into a whole video about me being a thug.
Which was quite funny.
It was quite funny, but I think it's really out of order to keep going with it a year later.
Is that cyberbullying? Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
Are you feeling all sort of insecure
I'm trolled,
are you?
Yeah. I've been triggered and I need some safe space.
Shrinking violet I need to
cuddle me snowflake or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I bumped into them at the Captain Digby at Kingsgate, having just had a bit of a paddle and a game of beach petanque with my lovely wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they were out with their dad, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
And they bought me a beer and my wife, which was nice, wasn't it?
Blimey, guys, rain it in.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah, so it was very civilised. So anyway, shout out for those boys.
Mm. So we've got a packed show. We've got some lovely guests for you to talk to later. We've got at least a trillion tweets, at least, because Martin counted them this time.
There's a lot, yeah.
There's at least a trillion tweets, but do keep the tweets coming. Tweet me at VanillaWeb with the hashtag BeatBunker.
It took me a while to find them, of course, because I typed in the wrong hashtag.
Yeah, what did
I?
You type?
Hashtag
BeatBunking.
Bunker.
It was Sue. She's a bad influence. She's got me thinking about all sorts of stuff. She makes me very nervous.
I bet she has, yeah.
Oh, dear.
We've got loads of tweets. We've got loads of emails. We've got two interesting guests to talk to you. So... do stay tuned for a packed show. Loads of big shout-outs to come. I want to start off by shouting out for an event I was at yesterday, which was really great, and I need to thank a few people for putting it together. It was an event organised by the Federation of Small Business, and it was at Cafe 1809, which is Dame Kelly Holmes's gaff in Hildenborough, And Kelly was really brilliant. She came along to the event and she did a quick intro to it and stuff like that. And it was a dementia awareness event presented by Denise Wilton. So I want to say a huge thank you to the FSB, to Kelly, to Cafe 1809, and to the fabulous Denise Wilton for her dementia program. Really good event. It was a good turnout for it. It was talking about how to handle dementia in the workplace. There are 50,000 people in Kent currently suffering from dementia. And dementia is not an affliction that only affects old people, which is one of the biggest myths. It, you know, people as young as 20 can have dementia. So it was a really eye-opening session. So big thank you to all of those people for staging that. It was a good event.
Well done, everyone.
Yeah. And while we're on such things, it's that time of year again when the lovely folks from the Herb's Palsy group have been on. For those of you that don't know, Herb's Palsy is an affliction that is a birth problem that normally results, I might get this kind of technically a bit wrong, but it results in a withered muscle of some kind.
Because is that the same thing as sort of Bell's palsy, is it? Where your face,
No,
you lose control of the muscle in your face?
No, slightly different, Herb's palsy affects quite a few people, but not enough to make it a major thing, if you see what I mean. So they don't always get a lot of publicity because it doesn't affect hundreds of thousands of people, but it affects a lot of people. And it's something that is very close to me because I know someone very close that has someone with Herb's palsy. So I'm always happy to support them. And it's the National Herb's Palsy Awareness Week next week. So that's what I want to tell you. It's Herb's Palsy Awareness Week starts on the 26th of June. And what I'd like you all to do, and I insist, and if you don't, I'll come around and sort you out, is I'd like you to at least follow the Herb's Palsy group on the Twitter and then retweet some of their stuff from next week about the affliction.
Send it round.
Yeah, and their Twitter handle is Herb's Palsy, which is Herb's Palsy group. Herb's Palsy group. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. Do retweet their stuff. They have loads of interesting stuff, loads of interesting events. In fact, it was Herb's Palsy that are responsible for my pink tutu debacle, unfortunately. And we'll say no more about that.
So what does palsy actually refer to then? Because clearly there are a number of different kind of categories under that. So what is that a generic name for?
Palsy refers to tremors.
Tremors, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So you've got Herb's palsy, cerebral palsy.
Right.
Yeah. Martin's right.
And many others.
There's lots of syndromes with palsy, so it's a generic kind of term, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
No, good. I'll tell you what, Martin, do you want to kick us off with an email?
Do you remember the Regional Growth Fund?
Yes.
So this was ended up as 35 million quid that got circulated around businesses in Kent in the form of loans, business loans, which had to be match funded. Well, a lot of that money's come back now and they are recycling some of it. So Kent County Council basically are inviting applications for business loans of between 50,000 and £500,000. From businesses in Kent. So there is a pre-application process where your application will be considered. The easiest place to find all this would actually just be to go onto the KCC website. But it is potentially for businesses that might be in a period of growth, looking to invest in new plant, new machinery, whatever. Potentially it's some very accessible, low finance business loan money. So worth checking out if you fall into that business category.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good stuff. We've had a tweet from, I was with Kate yesterday, actually, because Kate came on a dementia workshop. Kate's from Athelbray. Athelbray are a training company, and they're doing this auction, which involves a signed photograph of Jenson Button and Fernando Alonso, Formula One drivers. Mm. And they're offering a photo to raise money, okay? Mm. And they say, Business Bunker, the McLaren F1 photo for Cancer Research UK is what it's in aid of. Is currently, there's a bidding auction going on. Mm. It currently stands at 150 quid.
Yeah.
And it's a big signed photo with a letter from McLaren of authenticity. Yeah. Wow. So it's got all the gear with it. And it's a lovely photo of the two of them sat on a car.
It's a shame it's McLaren, really, isn't it?
I was going to make a comment, but I won't.
If it was Ferrari or Mercedes, then maybe, but, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll say no more about that. I'm not getting into that. I've been there too often. I'll tell you my story about one of my cars one day.
Okay.
Anyway, the bids are by message or by email. So you can email Kate with your bid for this particular photograph. If you want to see what it looks like, then follow Aethel Bray on the Twitter. Mm. And their Twitter handle is Aethel Bray, AethelBray Ltd. Mm. Aethel Bray Limited. Do follow them on the Twitter. You can see a photo of what the photo looks like. Mm. And then you can email Kate at aethelbray.co.uk with your bid. And, of course, you need to bid more than 150 quid because that's where the bid stands at the moment.
Right. Still a nice thing to have, though.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. And
even though it's Honda and McLaren. Still a nice thing.
He's got a thing, hasn't he? He's got a thing, hasn't he?
Two world champions.
Yeah. And this is a man that drives a clapped-out 1920s Lexus. Yeah. That's the thing that really makes you
green.
Laugh. Yeah, yeah. Whose battery is so weak it only works every third time. And he can't open one of the doors. But apart from that, you know, he's top automotive engineering.
Top.
You know what I mean?
Top.
Yeah. Anyway, this this competition closes at 11:30 on the 2nd of June.
It's done a lot more miles than that McLaren Honda that those two were driving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's probably a bit quicker as well. Anyway, enough maligning the lovely folks at McLaren.
They'll bounce back. They'll be back.
Yeah.
They'll be back. Right, can I read out something?
Oh, if you must.
Have you ever been to the Canterbury Escape Room?
No.
Yeah, so it's a brilliant thing. So basically, it's a room that's been kitted out like the old Westgate Towers jail. So you know the Westgate Towers in Canterbury, that used to be a jail.
Yep.
And in fact, the Pound pub next to it, obviously, was all part of that as well. Mm. So they've created, this is our friends at Dodgems and Floss, who you had on the show recently.
Yeah, three weeks ago. Yeah.
They've replicated that, and it's basically a fun night out, or it could be a kind of a corporate kind of team building thing. So they lock you in this cell, done out in sort of medieval style. I don't know if that means there's just a sort of a wooden stool and some bread and water. I don't know what's in there.
Chains on the wall.
Chains on the wall, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Hooded priest with a hot iron.
Bit of straw.
I'm getting carried away now.
Bit of straw, toilet in the corner, you know. All mod cons. And you've got to break out of it. And I think the idea is that you do it within about an hour, depending on how much drink you've had before you've gone in there, obviously.
Yeah.
But they're offering at the moment, they've done this for Supply My Business members, but I'm sure anybody can take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
They're offering 10% off that and also 10% off your drinks afterwards at the Pound.
Mm.
Just
sounds
up
good.
The road.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about something different to do with staff, to kind of maybe a fun thing to kind of a bit of team building, or you just want to go and have some fun with your friends and family, whatever, get yourselves down to the escape room in Canterbury. A lot of fun.
It's good fun. It's really popular. Yeah. And Ben Fitzer-Harding, who
was on the show,
Dodgers Floss, was on the show talking about why they started it and how they started it and how much fun it's been, how successful it's been. So it's good.
So all of that info is in the community section of Supply My Business website.
Absolutely. I have got a shout-out for them later, but it's been remiss of me. I didn't mention who's today's show sponsor, and I really ought to do that. So I want to say a huge, huge thank you to Bruce Kidd and the team from Operational Accounting Systems, more normally known as Oasis. And their Twitter handle is O_A_SYS. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. But a massive thank you to Bruce and the team from Oasis.
Were they on last week?
They were on last week.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Well spotted, Martin.
Yeah, yeah. Although I didn't tune in.
I beg your pardon. Hold on. I beg your pardon.
I was meaning to. I was sitting at my computer diligently at 5 to 1 thinking, right, I've got 5 minutes before I need to log on. And I went down and made myself a cup of coffee, came back upstairs.
Fell asleep.
And it was 2:30 when I looked at the clock again. I'd been that engrossed in what I was doing.
Sleepy.
It must be an age thing.
I was going to say, at his age, at that time in the afternoon, it's difficult to keep your eyes open.
It has been hot recently, hasn't it? It has been hot, yeah.
I've had a tweet for a shout-out from a new listener. Yeah. A lady called Caroline Kings, who I was lucky enough to meet at one of the events last week. I can't remember whether it was Grow Kent or ZC Live.
The name sounds familiar.
Caroline is a freelance writer. And she listened to the show for the first time last week. And apparently she's going to listen again, which is a result, really. So, Caroline, I hope you're listening. Thank you for tweeting. You can follow Caroline on the Twitter. And her Twitter handle is writer4biz, F-O-R-B-I-Z, writer4biz. Do give Caroline a follow.
Will do.
Mm.
I was with Joe Alsop from the Heating Hub.
All right, okay.
At the end of last week. Mm. And she was saying how much she enjoys the show when I'm on it. So, hi, Joe, if you're listening in, thanks for the compliment.
You creep. You big creeper.
That's the heating hub in Gillingham. No, it's not. It's Rochester. I do apologise, but they also do lovely stoves. You were cooking on one of their stoves recently.
You see, the thing is, Joe, he might try and bribe you by giving you a double mention on the show, but then he forgets where your shop is, because your shop is actually in Rochester. I have actually cooked Asian seared tuna on one of your hot stoves. But in public.
The seeds went missing, didn't they, or something? Did you wanted them back or something?
No. What happened was I used sesame seeds in the cooking, as you do. That's the recipe. But they kind of went everywhere as well because I just sprayed them about. Mm. And they were moaning. So I just said, well, if you collect them all up and send them back to me, I'll happily, you know, receive them.
Recycle them.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, there's still a couple missing. So if we could have a look around.
Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play some tunage. Yeah, and this is just a song for someone special, okay? I'm sorry I couldn't pick the song that you actually wanted because it wasn't available, but this is near enough. Have a listen.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
My girlfriend's run up with my car. I'm gone back to her mom's park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me.
Summertime, in the summertime.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk. Need help promoting your Kent business? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start connecting your Kent business for just £20 per month.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Channel Radio and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 20th of June, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, Mr. Marvellous Martin White.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We've had a lovely tweet from Jackie Offin at JJ Systems.
Hello,
it says, I'm just going to adapt it slightly because this isn't actually what it says. So I'm going to read it as I think it should read.
Oh, okay.
Right. Hi, Martin at Supply My Biz and the Business Bunker team. Would you give us all at JJ Systems a shout out today, please? So
of course we would.
It didn't mention you. But,
that's fine. That's fine.
But they've had a shout out anyway.
Yep.
Hi, Jackie. Hope you're well.
No, Jackie's not talking to me at the moment because I was rude to her at the Maidstone Business Awards.
Were you?
Yeah.
What did you do? Oh, dear.
I wasn't really.
Oh.
No. Jackie kindly was one of the headline sponsors of the Maidstone Business Awards last week. What a fabulous event that was at the Great Danes. Brilliant,
I thought the whole day was good, actually.
Yeah, Great Kent during the day was good. It was a long old day for me, but... Yeah.
I had a one-to-one with one of the keynote speakers, Pete Cohen, which was interesting.
He was a bit dynamic as well, wasn't he?
Interesting character. Mm. But yeah, it was a really good show. There were some fantastic exhibitors there. And and the great thing is they were all networking with each other as well, you know, rather than...
Yeah.
You know, you go to some exhibitions and people stand behind their table and they're just
they
kind of rooted
there playing
to the
on
spot.
Their phones and you go, what are you doing?
But they were all out talking to each other and, you know, introducing themselves. So it was really good. So really enjoyed it.
Great day.
Well done, Penny, and well done, Carol, for putting on yet another great business-to-business event.
Yeah, it was stonking. It was really good. It was a long old day, but it was really good.
Yeah. Well, you and Jackie were there all day, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I hosted the breakfast, compared the show... No, sorry, emceed the show all day, and then I compared the business awards in the evening, so it was 19 hours of talking.
Yeah.
Blimey. I nearly rang out of something to say. Yeah. Not quite, though.
Almost.
Yeah.
No. There you go. But it was good. It was a brilliant day.
Good.
And the next one... is in Ashford in
November.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So slightly different event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So we're looking forward to that.
Good.
It'll be good. Yeah.
Right. I don't know what you're doing on the 13th of July in the evening, but I know what I'm doing.
Do you?
I'm going for a curry.
Are you?
I'm going to have a curry.
Not with cane and beer.
Indeed I am.
Wow.
So at the Costuri in Hayes, which is Bromley postcode, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's £22.50, and that includes... I think it's a starter, a main, and a free beer on them. Lots of quality networking, always very well attended. So really looking forward to that, Paul. Thanks for the invitation. And I've got a game of golf, actually, before that. It's Shooter's Hill. Bit of networking going on there as well. So it's going to be a cracking day. So I'm going to be spending my entire day in North Kent on the 13th of July, which I'm looking forward to. Safe me going up and down the motorway. Just going to stay up there.
That sounds good.
Are you coming along?
I might do. What date was it?
13th of July.
Can you play golf though, Paul?
Do I do what?
Can you play golf?
I can't play golf. I don't like golf. I'm not a golfer at all.
You live opposite a golf club.
I do.
You're a member of the gym there.
I am.
And you don't play golf.
No, I don't. Why would I do that?
I don't know.
That means you can only join you for the after part now.
Yeah, come along for the curry. Well, no, you're on a diet, aren't you, again?
Yeah, I am.
So you can't come along to that either.
My Twitter's playing up. I don't know why. When I look for my notifications, it shows me the news instead, which isn't what I wanted at all, not unless the BBC are trying to get my attention again.
Well, while you're fiddling with your umbilical, the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel, Laura Nightingale, who was on a couple, well, about a month ago now, wasn't it? Crikey, time flies. They've got some amazing delegate rates for business meetings in July and August. So if you're looking for a venue for your business meeting or conference or workshop, whatever it is, in July or August, they are offering you an all-inclusive rate of £20 to £25 per person. And that includes the room hire, tea and coffee all day long, lunch in the restaurant, Wi-Fi, even a free valet for the event organisers with the chap in the car park that does all the cars. And he does a great job because he's done mine before. Oh, and there's an ice lolly themed afternoon break as well. So you even get yourself an ice lolly when it when things start getting too hot. So all inclusive, minimum number of 10 people, but they will also cater for smaller numbers as well. So that's the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch, get that right. And the lady's name is Laura Nightingale, and Laura is the events manager at the Mercure. So give them a ring.
Yeah, fantastic. We've had a tweet from Adam Morris.
Oh, Adam.
And he says he's listening to the Business Bunker radio show from the e-commerce Kent office.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Adam. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, mate. Yeah, good to see you. Well, hear you, even.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, any minute now, we're going to hear from Sue McGregor.
Or hear us.
Well, I don't want to hear you. I want to talk to Sue. I had enough of you.
Right. Is your life back on track now? Now your Twitter's up and running.
I've sorted it out. I'm back in contact with the world now.
I know you find it difficult to function without that.
Without Twitter. Yeah. It's my life. You're quite right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I'm all back with that. Yeah. So now I want to talk to our first guest because I've been dying to do this for ages and ages and ages.
Hello.
Hello. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time the absolutely lovely Sue McGowan, Director of Kent Space. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It's been good fun so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, it's a good job none of that pre-show stuff got on live on air, isn't it, though?
It's all right. We're keeping that one in the bag.
Yeah, don't you worry. Yeah, we'll have that out there.
I didn't know you were into cruising until Sue mentioned it.
Here we go.
It's all coming downhill now.
His sap's rising again, Sue. Sorry about this. Listen, folks, you need to know that Sue is a director here of Kent Space, and we're going to talk about Kent Space in a minute. But for those of you that don't know, you know, that have been living in a cave recently or whatever, Channel Radio moved our Ashford studio here to Kent Space about 6 weeks ago, and we are absolutely loving it. And I wanted these folks to come on and talk about what they do here because it is absolutely brilliant. I can't praise it enough. And we're going to talk about why it's good and all that in a moment. I am, anyway. We're going to let Sue just tell us some of the background details. So, Sue, Kent Space, as I understand it, you have two locations, Chatham and Ashford.
We do.
Yep. And you have two things in each location that you do, which is storage on the one hand. So you've got this massive warehouse and then you do shared office space.
We do. Yeah, combined.
So tell us a little bit about the background of the company, how long it's been going, what kind of started it or its history or whatever, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah. I joined Kent Space 10 years ago.
She doesn't look old enough, does she?
Intel.
Was it a school job? Yeah.
It's a Saturday job.
Yeah.
Well,
just ignore him, Sue.
It's all going. 10 years ago, in November 2007, actually, as assistant manager for Kent Space, a brand new facility, first one to be born.
Which was the first one you opened?
Chatham. Yeah, in Chatham. And it was just an empty carcass. So we built it, we made the offices, and the most exciting part was filling it up. So to get the storage clients in, to get the business clients into the serviced offices.
Right.
And we did two phases with Chatham. And now we're a mature site. We've been ticking along now for 10 years. Mm. And 3 years ago, we grew Ashford.
And Ashford's interesting, isn't it? Because this is the former Letraset building.
Yes, steeped in history.
Yeah, and a lot of people say to me, because sometimes it appears in the address as the Electroset building, and people go, what's all that about? And then you immediately know that they're under 30 if they go, what's all that about? Yeah, because anybody over 30 knows exactly what Electroset is. And for all of those youngsters out there that don't know, Electroset was a printing company, but they it's hard to describe, isn't it? They actually made kits that you could do your own printing with.
Yeah, like stencil kind of
stuff. Yeah, kind of stencils. Now, if that sounds stupid, it was big. They were a big company, and they had a massive market for that kind of stuff. And this is in the days, though, of course, before the internet and before technology and before digital. So if you ever wanted to make up a print of anything, you had to use Electroset stencils. Yep. That's how it worked. But, of course, they got superseded. Somehow or another, they weren't here anymore. But the building, which has a lovely plaque downstairs that says it was opened by someone famous.
Yes, it was a mayor.
Yes.
Yes. Ashford. I can't remember his name. Actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was 2 days after I was born, because I noticed the day this building was opened.
The Electroset building was open.
Yeah.
Was it really?
There's a plaque on the wall downstairs.
I didn't realise it was that old.
You're that old, are you?
Yeah. I didn't realise it was that old. Mm-hmm. I thought it had been here. Yeah.
No, it's pretty old.
I didn't realise it was pre-war.
Not as old as you.
Massive, massive building. Huge amount of number of staff as well. So it was a big loss.
Yeah.
To Ashford and to the people that worked for Electroset. But we do actually have people that worked for Electroset in this building.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
As a business, and so he shares a lot of stories about the Electroset business, and we've got some Electroset memorabilia that we will be putting up in a glass cabinet down in reception.
Oh, fantastic.
So people will be able to see various things.
Right. What I want to talk to you about first, because it's the bit I don't know anything about, is the storage.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've got the two sites, but presumably they're fairly similar. So when we're talking about this, it could count for either site, really.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us about the storage, how it works, what it's all about, kind of what you got here, because it's the one in Ashford here is huge.
I mean, Ashford is going to be twice the size of Chatham.
Right, okay.
Once we've completed it. You've all got individually alarmed self-storage units. Every client's able to have 24/7 access to their goods at any time.
Because I've just never used a self-storage unit. So what does an individual self-storage unit look like? I mean, for me, it could be a cage where you can get a million things in, or it could be a locker. I don't really know.
We do have lockers.
Do you?
A meter cube locker is the smallest that we do.
Right.
And then they go all the way up to sort of 220 square foot, which is...
Blimey, that's big.
Yeah, which is just over a shipping container inside.
Okay, so you could almost get probably a lot of the contents of a house in there?
Yes. I mean, 3 to 4, 5, 6 bedroom properties. I mean, a 220 square foot unit, you could comfortably get a 6-bed property into.
Wow.
They're 10 foot high, the storage unit, so lots of good boxes, high stacking, use the ceiling high, and you'll save on floor space, and that's what saves you money.
Okay. So I don't want to go down the wrong route here, but some of us may have seen things on TV like Storage Wars and stuff like Storage Wars, which probably is, for those of us that have never used storage, is the nearest we come to looking at this kind of stuff. I mean, is that even remotely real in this country?
Absolutely not.
No, I didn't think it would be.
It's actually illegal for self-storage companies in the UK to actually have live auctions.
Right.
They're allowed to do it in America. It's where it was born. We do sell off goods. There are clauses in the licence.
I was going to say that there must be times when people have stopped paying for the storage and have disappeared off the face of the planet.
Touchwood, credit control and... cash calling is very tight on both sides, so there's very few people. And sadly, 9 times out of 10, it's unfortunate circumstances that put those people in that position. So we do our best to be understanding. And I'd like to say that 85% of the clients that do get themselves into a bit of a pickle, we manage to help out.
Right.
They're still struggling with us now, or they've managed to move on.
Okay.
But yes, we do, on the odd occasion, have to sell their stuff.
Is there any particular pattern of usage of self-storage sites? I mean, is it normally when people are moving house and,
It's actually fraught with a fair amount of stress, self-storage. There's a lot of people that need it because the house has fallen through. Mm. There's bereavement in the family. Right. There's divorce. The rentals. We've had people just call us all of a sudden and say, my rental property's not ready and they've got a van full of stuff, have to just move in.
Right.
And then you have businesses as well. So some of it can be stressful to the clients. But yeah, 9 times out of 10 domestic clients.
Okay, so there I am, removal van,
yes,
turned up at my new property, and they go, no, no, well, we haven't signed a contract. And I go, what do I do? I mean, what's the shortest time span that I can rent a unit?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
Yeah, 2 weeks, and then as long as you like. We've got clients that have been with us for 9 years.
Really?
Yes.
Blimey.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd sell it by now, wouldn't you?
It's incredible how long people store.
Yeah.
But what about businesses, Sue? Because, I mean, I would imagine that, you know, there's firms of accountants, solicitors out there. They just simply run out of space. I mean, if I think about my own filing for my own businesses and, you know, that I've had in the past and that I run now, I've got tons and tons of files.
We do have a diverse mix of businesses. They're either eBayers or they're air conditioning companies that need, you know, place to store all their kit. The fact that we can take deliveries for people helps because they can be out on the road. Then you've got people that need archiving. A lot of our business clients within the business centre have storage for that very purpose.
Because you have to keep, I think, is it accounts you have to keep for a minimum of
7 years.
7 years after the event. So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff that kind of builds up. Imagine if you're a firm of accountants and you have to kind of, you know, keep that amount of paperwork for your clients. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's quite a few businesses that store with us.
And you collect as well, don't you? You collect free of charge in Kent, is
we
that right?
We do. If you're storing for a minimum of 6 months, it's completely free for us to come and get you. We can pick you up. We don't have a removal service. The van is there purely for transportation, so you will need to load it and unload it at either end. But it just gives you the opportunity to be able to
But that's a really nice touch, though, isn't it? Because otherwise, you know, people go, how am I going to get, you know, you end up doing 47 runs in your Austin Allegro with a mattress strapped to the roof for the final run.
Wheel arches on the tyres.
So I love that. And that doesn't surprise me about you guys because, you know, I can't stop saying how brilliant these guys are from a customer service point of view and how easy they made us moving in and how, I mean, Olivia, if you're listening. I mean, she was here on Saturday helping Kevin change the wheel on his car because he had a puncture, and she was helping QB get into the building at the same time in the middle of a Saturday afternoon, in the middle of a heat wave. I mean, you know, what's not to like about that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And whenever I used to come to Channel Radio and the Business Bunker show, there was never any milk.
Or biscuits.
Or biscuits.
Yeah.
Or tea or coffee or... And you come to Kent Space and there's Garibaldi's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite a rare biscuit these days.
It is.
You won't find
especially when you twig them because you tend to eat them all.
You won't find Garibaldi's everywhere.
No. So you won't find them in the kitchen anymore because Martin's been in.
Is that one of your favourites,
Martin?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
we'll make sure we give you something.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That is attention to detail.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Sue, I want to ask you a kind of tacky question and you don't have to give us definitive answers, but it's just something that's not in my sphere of having done. So what are the kind of costs of storage? I mean, you know, people leaving stuff there for months and months on end, you're thinking, well, blimey, it must cost you a fortune to do that.
From as little as £33 a month.
Really?
Yeah, blimey. All the way up to £500 a month.
Depending on what,
I mean, there are discounts that we offer people,
and
those discounts remain with that client for life.
Right.
So depending on what scheme we've got running at the time, you can always be sure that all the while you're storing with us, your discounts won't disappear.
So it's not particularly very expensive either, is it?
It can be very cost effective, especially for businesses that don't want to go into a bigger space and sign up to a big 5-year lease or something on something additional. So, it does work quite well.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Martin's going to talk to you just while I write this down for the third time. Martin?
I was just thinking about my own sort of domestic circumstances at the moment. And
We don't need to know about that.
Well, it's not really me, it's my wife. She
Yeah, they all say that.
You're going to put her in storage?
She's put him in storage. I don't blame you.
How many times have I heard wife or children mentioned when people are walking around?
She has two wardrobes, obviously. She has a summer wardrobe and a winter wardrobe, neither of which will actually fit in the wardrobe space that we have in our quite modest dwelling. So if my wife wanted to, or if I managed to persuade her that she should keep one of the seasonal wardrobes in a storage space like that, you know, does it, I mean, things like coat hangers and things like that, is that, did you go down to that level of detail, or does she have to bring all the rails with her? And
we can, there'll be a couple of options, depends on how particular she is about her wardrobe. I mean, if she's happy to put it all into vacuum pack bags or plastic boxes, She probably wouldn't need any more than a locker.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, but if she wanted a wardrobe box, mm-hmm. which we do provide.
Right. I wondered. Yeah. So you do provide those. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. It's good, isn't
so
it?
You can get a wardrobe box.
Cardboard wardrobe boxes. Right. They come in packs of two. You've even got little slots to get your coat hangers in so they don't move when you're in transit either. And then you just close the doors. And.
It's dead clever stuff, isn't it?
That is amazing, isn't it? So that sounds right up our street. So
that's good. So we're going to park Martin in one of your units, if that's okay. Yeah. And we'll cover him in mothballs so he doesn't, you know, get eaten. And
wearing his wife's entire wardrobe.
Exactly. Wearing his wife's summer wardrobe.
I mean, you laugh, but actually...
he does it on a fairly regular basis.
Clutter at home is one of life's challenges these days, isn't
it? There isn't as much storage in people's properties nowadays as there were.
There's not. It's not. I have a fairly large house, but you know, I was walking around yesterday trying to tidy up after my youngest came home for a day, just for a day, and invented a floor drobe again. And you're thinking, where can I put all this stuff?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Good. So, so that's the self-storage part of your business. What I'd like to talk about now is the bit that I'm more familiar with, which is your shared office space. And again, you have both in Chatham and Ashford here.
Yeah.
Here in Ashford, you've got two floors currently, but that's going to change soon.
It is. Yeah. We've got plans. We just need to fill up just a little idicky bit, you know, a bit more. We've got two new businesses moving in again this week. So, you know, there's four of you.
How many units have you got currently?
In Ashford, we've got 29-30 offices.
Right. Okay.
And we are... you know, soon to fill those up. So
that's a much nicer word as well, offices, because units to me sounds a bit sterile, because the impression you get when you walk around here actually is, you know, pretty much it's all open doors.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can pop your head round and have a chat with someone. And it doesn't feel like a collection of individual disparate businesses. It all feels very much like a community.
Well, I'm going to do this cause, so that Sue doesn't have to, you know. In the 6 weeks we've been here, it is. There's so many benefits to this, because now when people arrive at the studio, they don't know what's ours and what isn't, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, so Deborah and Olivia and the team that man the front desk, they just behave as if they were our receptionists,
absolutely.
You know. And anybody walking in wouldn't know if the whole of the building was Channel Radio or just this one studio, which makes it nice. It gives you a professional view. But actually being here, when I first moved in, I went and introduced myself to the people on this floor just so that, you know, they knew who was making all the noise. Yeah. And they were all really lovely, really interested in what you're doing. Everybody shared their story. So you've got that community spirit here, but it's not oppressive. So people aren't running backwards and forwards in and out of each other's offices all day. But, you know, everybody's quite pleasant and quite happy, and it's a really nice environment. It's a modern building. It's very well put together. The units, the offices, all of well, they're different sizes, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
But even the smaller units are quite spacious. And for us, running a radio studio here, one of the things I absolutely love is we've got our own air conditioning unit. And for the first time ever, I don't have to wear micro speedos on air, which is
a bonus.
Yeah, which is a real bonus for everybody in Kent, to
especially
be quite
when
honest.
You get a webcam put up.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Be tucked away neatly
under
the desk.
Yeah, exactly.
Budgie smugglers.
Yeah. So you've got 30-odd offices on the two floors you've got at the moment, but you're refurbishing the rest of the building.
We are, yeah. Plans are that we'll trickle through the rest of this year. The offices could be the first phase that we increase rather than the storage. Just depends on how well they do. But at the moment, there's been a lot of interest in office space.
Mm. So I haven't actually been up there because it's chained off. So what have you actually got up there? We're on the second floor, and there's at least one more floor above us.
Yeah, there are another two floors.
Right.
And people will be pleased to know that we will be installing or recommissioning the lift that is hiding at the moment.
That's made Martin really happy, because he can't manage the stairs at his age.
Yeah. So you know, we'll be going up another two floors and doubling our capacity with the office suites. There'll be more meeting rooms upstairs as well, so that we can accommodate everybody.
Right.
And
why is there such a shortage, Sue, of quality office space? Is it because The small business community has just kind of exploded over the last sort of decade or so, and there's been such a demand for it. I mean, has the government taken their eye off the ball yet again with regard to kind of providing the infrastructure to allow businesses to kind of grow and move into?
There's more confidence now, I think, and you rightfully so shared that information about funding. Mm. So people are having money readily available, I mean, it's still quite easy to borrow at the moment. And we're seeing a big trend in mailboxes coming through, which are the starter packages, really. Mm-hmm. And then it's virtual offices. We take phone calls for those people, and then they take the next step. And, you know, the serviced offices is the next step for them.
Absolutely. I think there's a number of trends that's making this more relevant. And those trends are you've got lots of smaller companies that require smaller startup spaces. But people want space, you know, that's conducive. They don't want to be in the back of a shed somewhere. So there's that. The other thing, and this is just a bit of a moan from somebody that was trying desperately to buy my own office blocks. Whenever commercial space comes on the market at the moment, property developers snap it up and turn it into flats because you don't need planning permission anymore. The money's huge.
Yeah.
So as soon as a commercial office comes on the market, bang, it's gone and it's in flats.
Yeah.
So commercial space that's available is in very short supply anyway.
And yet, if you tried to do that the other way around, change of use, you wouldn't be able to.
No, you can't. The hassle I have with Fruitworks, changing it from retail to A3, from A3 to retail was unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Unbelievable. I had so much aggravation on it. It was unbelievable. Yet, right opposite my front door was an office that I wanted to buy, and somebody gazumped me on it and put in planning permission, and a week later got planning permission to four apartments there. And you go, really? Where are they going to work? Mm. So, rant over.
Carry on.
But that's, to my mind, that's why places like Kent Space are just so special now, because, it's what's needed. And
so
I don't know.
How do you price it, Sue? Is it kind of by square foot or metre? Then is it an all-ink price that you charge?
We have a square foot rate that we tend to try and work to, but then you've got your startup packages, which we accommodate the startup businesses for. So they tend to be in the smaller offices that maybe don't have a window, and we have been known to offer packages in the past when we first opened to help incentivize those people, and those people have stayed with us, especially in Chatham. Mm-hmm. They've now moved up into bigger offices and stayed. Right. And what Kent Space is about is small business and startups, really. We like to nurture people through the process, and it's really nice to wave goodbye to people if they're moving on to bigger, better things, because it means they've done their job.
So give me an idea. I'm a one-person startup business, and I need a room, and I'm not worried about a window. How much can you accommodate me for? I
mean, are we talking you or somebody?
No, not obviously, not me.
If it was
personally.
You, about £8,000 a week.
Well, that's to keep his biscuit out.
That's just a biscuit bill. Yeah,
it's exactly. Garibaldi's.
Yeah. 325.
Right.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah.
Right. And that's all in.
That's inclusive. Yeah.
That's fully inclusive of all your furniture and reception duties.
Broadband.
Your broadband is additional.
Okay.
It depends on what you need.
Right.
And it's normally £30 a month for the basic package. So that's the only additional cost you'd need to consider.
Mikey, my technical man, while he was here messing about, we did a quick speed test. We're getting 110 megabits on the broadband here, which we get from Kent Space.
Right.
And that's a shared resource. So
we
don't cap anything off on anybody.
Yeah.
And thankfully, everybody ticks along at a really good rate. So we've got capacity, huge amounts of capacity for other people to come in. Mm.
But I want to come back to this point that you were just making, Sue, because I think it's really important. And it's another one of the benefits of this kind of operation is that there is space to expand.
Yes. Yeah.
Or occasionally to contract. Because it does happen, businesses go, things aren't as good as they used to be and I need to save a bit of money and I need a smaller office. But on the whole, most people start a business, hopefully they grow, and then you don't want to have to move a million miles away. If you can expand in somewhere like this, then it's a brilliant thing. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, I've already said to you half a dozen times, haven't I? Do you know what? I think I might. I don't know why I want another unit. I just do at the moment.
Yeah.
I haven't got any use for it whatsoever, but I just keep thinking, I need another one.
Put a filing cabinet.
Yeah,
I could,
anything. Just put a chair in there for the time being, just so that I've got another one.
For your tea room.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, as well, nobody's tied in for more than 4 weeks.
Right.
You know, so you can release yourself from here at 4 weeks' notice at any point.
So it's a license, not a lease.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. All those horrible words, like yeah. You know, that mean you're tied up.
But not for the
next 12 months.
But it's not just that, is it? You know, for a really small start-up business, when you go, right, you want to move in here, you need a lawyer, you need to sign a lease.
With all the costs that go along with it.
Hold on a minute, it's going to cost me £1,000 just to sign a lease. I was trying to, before I found Kent Space and I was moving out of Breakthrough Funding, there was a unit next door, and I was trying to go for that. And the agent said to me, well, it's going to cost you £350 for us to do a credit check on you. Get lost. I said, one, you can do a credit check for £25, and two, you know, I'll do it myself and send it to you if you really want. But they wanted £300 for that, and then the lawyer wanted £1,000 to write a 1-year lease, and you go, get out of it. None of that.
You can get those from WH Smith, can't you?
Well, exactly. But there's none of that here. It's just a license. As Sue said, it's very flexible. You move in, everything's done. You move in and start.
There's also another benefit that we haven't even touched on yet. You run your own business networking events as well, and you've got one coming up.
They're getting more and more popular now. More and more people are coming along, and now we've joined the gang with you guys as well, which has helped immensely. We've got one that's running on the 19th of July, and it's from 5:30, so everybody can rock up at 5:30. Drinks, nibbles. Chat with a lot of like-minded people.
Gary Baldy's Martin.
Yeah.
Maybe sausage even rolls. A sausage roll.
Yeah. Anything else you like.
I'll put my order in, don't worry.
Get some jam donuts.
Some jam donuts.
But no, what a great thing to be able to kind of bring the businesses that are here together.
Yes.
Informally, just to kind of meet and greet and have a chat. You know, is there any kind of... is there any synergy there? You know, is there kind of any opportunity for collaboration, for partnership, but also open it up to outside people as well? So.
And it gives everybody an opportunity to share what's going on in Kent Space for them. Mm. And if anything needs improvement, thank goodness nothing does. Mm. But you never know. I mean, we're always striving for perfection. But if somebody has got something to say, they haven't got a problem with coming up to say to you,
no.
You know what, you could do with extra Gary Baldy's in the biscuit tin. You know, so that's what we're aiming for.
Not that I would ever stoop that low, Paul.
You'd ask Paul to ask for you.
Yeah, exactly. He'd go, look, mate, I'm not doing this anymore unless you get more Garibaldis in there.
The reason I wouldn't is because I know there's also Bourbons in there.
Which are also
one of my favourite biscuits. As long as one of the others in there.
I mean, let's cut to the chase, Martin. You just like biscuits, don't you? Let's just be honest.
We do get gauged on our biscuits.
Yeah. Quite right, too.
If they run out, you'll be... Yeah.
A cup of tea and a biscuit, it's a national institution, isn't it?
Absolutely. But coming back to the whole environment here and the whole space, I mean, you got tea and coffee lounges and breakout areas on different floors. The tea and coffee is good quality stuff. You got biscuits, as we discussed, you know. So the cleaning, everything, you know. You just all you got to do is turn up and work, really, isn't it? You haven't got to do anything else.
And we can set people up on the same day if we need to, and we have been known to do that.
Absolutely.
Well.
I have to say, after 6 weeks or whatever of being here, we're absolutely loving it. It's been absolutely brilliant. We couldn't have asked for anything better. Really lucky.
It feels like you've been here a long time, actually.
It does, actually. It does feel nice. Yeah, it's really nice. And we've all settled in really quickly. And, you know, we got a pattern going of how things are working and stuff like that. And I couldn't be happier with having been here. So all power to you guys at Kent Space and the team here.
How do you feel about him, Sue? Is he being sort of an ideal tenant?
You can't have everything, really, can
you? Is he a bit of a rock star type, like to smash the place up, throw tellies out the window?
We're really excited about having a radio station in the building.
Yeah.
And we didn't think it was actually going to happen. And then Paul turned up and you spent a good while with me and Olivia, didn't you?
Yeah.
And we walked around and looked at all the different options. And then when Paul left, me and Olivia just went,
wow.
And next thing we knew, Paul was on the phone.
Yeah.
He's like, that's it. We're going to do it. Mm. I was like, brilliant. Mm-hmm. And we've never looked back since. And the business opportunities, you know, people coming in and seeing Kent's face and sharing the space with you. I mean, it's huge for us, and we are incredibly grateful that you've chosen to stay here. Because,
we love it.
You know, the traffic of you know, the people that are coming through the door, they're all small businesses, is what we all promote. So, incredible. Thank you.
A win-win then.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah. You know, and that's how it should be, isn't it? You know, it's about supporting each other. It's about making things work, and it's about having things that happen. We love it here. We think it's absolutely brilliant. You know, we're going to stay here.
One big happy loving, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
I'm going to move in myself.
Yeah, you and your Garibaldis, and me and Sue with our office space. You know, what's not to like?
Yeah, and me over there in Canterbury, I'm just too far away from it all, aren't I?
Exactly. You need to move nearer civilization, mate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Sue, thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. If you want to find out more about Kent Space and what they do here, there's two things you can do. You can follow them on the Twitter, at Kent Space, or you can actually look at their website, which is...
www.kentspace.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And how do we book on for your networking, Sue? What do we need to do there? Should we just... is there an email address where we need to book on for the networking, or...?
I'm on LinkedIn and also on Twitter and the... Supply my business.
So we'll just send you a message somehow. Yeah. We're coming along. Yes. See you on the evening. Great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
We'll be there.
So thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about the fabulous resource that is Kent Space, both Chatham and Ashford, and the self-storage as well as office units. Thank you so much. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We're almost at the halfway point of the show. I've got loads of tweets still coming in. I'm going to read a couple of tweets. I've had a tweet from a lady called Ronnie who's got rather a strange Twitter handle. So I'm going to have to read this out to you. It's her Twitter handle is VRONXVRONX37. Yeah, VronXVronX37. And she says, Vanilla Web, I'm a Senar therapist. I treat back pain, sciatica, and more. You can email me to find out more at ronnie@kentsenar. That's SCENAR.co.uk. Or you can go to her website, which is kentsenar.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Ronnie's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks' time because she's written a very interesting book about her life growing up, totally different to what she does for a living. She grew up in a family of drug addicts, basically. Her parents and siblings were all druggies. And she's written a very powerful book about that experience. But for the purposes of this, she's going to fix your sciatica and what's not to like about that.
There's something quite sadistic about people that ask you to bring them your pain, isn't there? Don't you find, you know, bring me your pain. They look forward to the day when the roads are icing, the pavements are icing, people are falling over and things like that. But yeah, we all need them.
Okay, so she says I treat sports injuries, so shut up. Right. Yeah. Tennis elbow, that would never affect you. Frozen shoulder, fibromyalgia, muscular pain, arthritis, and many more conditions, including most of the things brought on by your overindulgence in Garibaldi's.
Everyday wear and tear, then.
Exactly, yeah.
Not just icy conditions.
So do check out Ronnie and the fabulous stuff that she's doing.
We forgot to mention, Sue, by the way, that you've also got a special offer running on your self-storage space here at the moment, haven't you?
There is, yes. If you're able to come and visit us and secure your space, we can give you up to 50% off the first 8 weeks.
Right, so if you come along, reserve on the day, 50% off your first 8 week storage.
Yep.
Cool.
Fantastic.
I've had a tweet from Family History Films, my family, on the Twitter, and they say, we totally agree, Kent Space is really impressive.
Oh, thank you.
So, thank you for that. Cool. Right, that brings us to the halfway point of the show. We're going to swap over to the Channel Radio newsroom, and then we'll be back to talk to our next guest. So have a listen to the news, and we will be straight back.
Channel Radio News Update.
The former chief of Barclays Bank is one.